Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The actions of the people of Ash-Sham prove that they are the true holders of power and should be the natural support after the implementation of Islam. Popular movements in several Syrian cities and towns recurring on more than one occasion after the fall of the defunct criminal regime, most recently the popular movements against the so-called Shabiha thugs, confirm several facts that should not be forgotten by our people in Syria. They prove that the Ummah is the true holder of power and that when it acts with awareness and sincerity, its actions have the greatest impact. We must understand that these movements are a form of enjoining good and forbidding evil if they are based on what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They reveal the extent of the gap that has emerged between the Syrian transitional administration in Damascus and the revolution's base. This is due to the transitional administration's eagerness to appease the international system with America at the top and to implement its demands, relying on external support while neglecting the natural internal support base, which has proven its effectiveness on many occasions. This base should be appreciated and supported, not marginalized, and its sacrifices denied. This gap was exacerbated by the people's feeling that the leading criminal perpetrators of the massacres against them would escape punishment, and some might even regain their former status and power. People began to view transitional justice and its implementation mechanisms as a means of squandering their sacrifices and allowing the criminals to escape accountability. The failure to establish Allah's law is the root cause of all problems, regardless of the justifications offered, such as the difference between theory and practice, and that we are in a state of weakness, which they consider a reason for not implementing Allah's law. However, the Quranic truth, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us, is that وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. But whoever turns away from my reminder will certainly have a miserable life. Taha 124. Which is the real reason for the state of confusion and hardship we are living in. Nothing will save us from our current predicament, nor will bring us glory and victory, nor will solve our problems, nor will unite us except a clear and well-defined project emanating solely from our Islamic creed. When it becomes the sole source of the constitution and laws that govern our lives and address any emerging problems according to the Sharia of our Lord, the Exalted. This project is not a set of general goals or temporary slogans, but rather detailed solutions stemming from the Islamic doctrine and derived from detailed evidence. It is championed by men who have dedicated themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working to implement it practically in the reality of life under the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of prophethood. This is Allah's promise, which will undoubtedly be fulfilled in the glad tidings of the truthful and trustworthy, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who informed us that after this oppressive rule we are living under, there will be a Khilafah Caliphate on the method of prophethood. ثم تكون ملكا جبرية فتكون ما شاء الله أن تكون ثم يرفعها الله إذا شاء أن يرفعها ثم تكون خلافة على منهاج النبوة ثم سكت. Then there will be an oppressive rule, and it will last for as long as Allah wishes. Then He will lift it if He wishes. Then there will be Khilafah, according to the method of prophethood. Then He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fell silent. The Khilafah is the system of governance in Islam. Through it, the deen is established and the Islamic system is fully implemented. It is a way of life that Muslims before us practiced in the best possible way, making them the best nation brought forth for mankind. They conquered lands and were the masters of the world for many centuries. We will not please our Lord, fulfill His promise, and realize the glad tidings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except by undertaking this great project and working with the sincere and dedicated da'wah carriers of the call to establish the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of prophethood. We are confident that it will be established soon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing. This is the promise of Allah, and Allah never fails in His promise, but most people do not know. Ar-Rum 6, Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.